98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Well, Brendan, it's the end of an era again. Did you see this?
No.
Celebrity Big Brother is set to be axed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, and it did. Now, sorry, not that I've actually watched it, but the one that they did with Louis and Sharon seemed to do really well.
Yeah, that was very entertaining. And then they had another series where Chris from Love Island struck up a very close friendship with JoJo Siwa.
Yeah, are they still a thing?
Yeah, they're still
together.
And they put Mickey Rourke in, which was a mistake.
Yes.
But the show's basically on pause at the moment, right? It was due to return in 2027, so next year, but it's now reported that it won't be coming back at all.
Yeah, okay.
Rising costs and competition from celebrity traitors.
Of course. No one wants to do Big Brother now. They all want to do traitors.
So an insider says that bosses face a huge challenge trying to sign up celebrities because so many of them are now trying to make their agents book them for celebrity traitors.
Yeah.
So it's causing problems for shows like Strictly, I'm a Celeb, because they're now second in the pecking order.
Okay.
And this source says that this is an even greater issue for shows like Celebrity Big Brother, especially now that it's on ITV. This person says it needs a certain caliber of contestant, which are very hard to actually get to sign up. And also, we know that ITV are doing this other spin-off show of I'm a Celeb.
The Wild
Frontier that Brian McFadden and Keith Duffy are doing. They're putting people in pairs. Could be a couple, two mates, like two band members, whatever. I think they've oversubscribed themselves trying to get celebrities for all these different things.
Basically, anyone we'd want to watch do some reality TV is going to be doing traitors and the kind,
I know. It's
and
awfully
then
sad.
CBB is left picking up the scraps.
We just have had so many great moments from Celebrity Big Brother over the years.
David's dead.
No, he's not.
Who can't do that?
Where's David? What did I do?
You told her that David
never forget.
Cancer.
Yes, he is.
He's in there asleep.
David. My ex-husband.
It is the single best moment from reality TV of all time.
I think if Celebrity Traitors hadn't come along and we heard that Celebrity Big Brother was gone.
Yeah.
You know, you'd be absolutely...
I haven't watched it in years. I don't.
I just think you do get iconic moments from Celebrity Traitors.
And also iconic moments from Celebrity Big Brother, like this one.
Stop.
I never watched that series either, but I watched her best bits on YouTube.
There's quite a few moments in that one.
Is hilarious. Her trotting around the garden with a little pony.
Yeah, that was hilarious. I've used that meme so many times. And her and Tiffany Pollard going head to head. No, that got actually very nasty. And I love Kim Woodburn so much.
Yeah, she's brilliant. There's a moment in the kitchen in Big Brother where Gemma Collins cuts herself and she's like, am I going to die? Just like, ridiculous.
And also randomly this week as well, Davina McCall did an interview and she revealed that she actually put herself forward to present the Big Brother reboot on ITV, which obviously started in 2023. But they turned her down for Will Best and AJ.
I've got a secret to tell you, actually. So when they started Big Brother on ITV, I put myself forward to present it. And they went with new presenters. But I was like, look, can I please just be pre-titles and just go... fancy another one. But they didn't want me to do
that. Should have let her say fancy another one. But now they're not
they wanted all fresh and well, it hasn't really worked out, has it?
No.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Your little win is the small thing that's given you a bit of a boost, that warm fuzzy feeling inside, and it doesn't
is
need
it
to be anything
singing?
Major. It could be that you are enjoying Brendan's vocal ability this morning very early. Your little win could be that you enjoyed Adam Levine's vocal ability at Malahide Castle. Maroon 5 were there last night.
Or Jess Lynn's.
Oh yeah, sorry, I forgot that Jess Lynn was supporting.
I saw a video from Jack Woolley on Instagram last night, and when she sang the song, the Jet 2 song, they turned around and they were like, nothing beats.
Never gets old.
It doesn't.
Your little win could be that you booked in a couple of days annual leave and you're looking forward to having a few days off. It could be like Gillian's Palmerstown.
Morning, Rebecca and Brendan. My little win this morning is I'm going to Kaleidoscope this weekend, so really looking forward to it. And a big happy 40th birthday to my brother, Alan. Have a good day.
Happy birthday, Alan. And I'd be tempted now to take someone's child and go to Kaleidoscope because Pete Tong is playing.
I think you can go if you don't have kids, Brenton.
I know, but I think it is a family-friendly festival.
Yeah, friendly.
I can go without.
I think you can go to Pete Tong and you'd be grand.
Yeah. What's your little win this morning?
My little win is that we are going to see Lily Allen's West End Girl tonight at Three Arena.
And personally, I can't wait. I know there's a lot of people online that are giving out that it's quite a short show.
It suits us down to the garage.
Get in, get out.
No support act.
It's midweek.
Oh, wait, does she have a DJ support, maybe?
I think there's a DJ supporting.
Perfect.
There is support.
Okay, so you can pop in whenever you want, you know, have a little bit of a bop. Go in, have a sit. Yeah. And listen to the album and watch her perform it cover to cover.
I think it's more like a theatre show, really, than a...
The staging looks deadly from what I saw. I cannot wait to hear the song about the Cat Palace.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking forward to hearing that performed live.
Same, yeah.
So that's my little win. Going to Lily Allen with Brendan's Patrick, and my sister is home from the UK
for the
occasion. We're going to have a lovely evening.
Yeah, we are. It's going to be great. My little win this morning is that my bathroom is shining. I don't think it's ever been so clean.
To just give it a scrub.
I really scrubbed it, but you know the way you have to be careful around, you know, the taps and the stuff in case you take the kind of gold off. You have to use more. Anyway, it's absolutely shining and I'm thrilled.
What did you use to protect that now? Because I have a gold tap in my kitchen.
On the gold, you just have to use just warm water.
Okay.
You can't really put anything on it.
And what would be your go-to cleaning product when you're doing the bathroom?
I'd use a blend of stuff. I like I like the smell of Flash bathroom.
Yeah.
It's a really good smell. And then I use a lot of just glass cleaner as well.
Oh, okay.
Because there's a lot of mirrors and glass going on.
Brendan's a great cleaner.
Yeah, a bit of bleach as well, you know.
Do you?
The bathroom. Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
We have a little win in from Caitlin in Ranelagh. I'm obsessed with this. She says she organised the shelves in her bathroom and she threw out all the things that were gone off.
Oh, yeah. That's therapeutic.
I need to do that.
Yeah, that is therapeutic.
That's inspired me now.
Fair play to you, Caitlin. Francis is in Walkinstown. You're on 98FM. Francis, what's your little win this morning?
Oh, my little win is that I have my dinners prepped for the week, which saves a lot of time and so handy.
Francis, well done doing all that. Yeah. Now, what did you cook? Are there different meals or is it the same thing for a couple of days?
Same thing for a couple of days because I'm actually a sugar foodie, so I'm trying to cut down a bit on the sugar.
Cut down? You have a sweet tooth, Francis, do you?
Very extremely.
Okay.
Do you know what, though? This saves you thinking about what to eat. It's just there in front of you and you'll just go with it.
Yeah.
Ah, that's fair play to you, Francis.
Yeah.
So come here, what's on the menu? What have you made for the next few days?
Oh, it's probably a little bit boring. It's chicken, rice and veg.
No, that's Francis, it has to be done.
All the essential nutrients in there.
There you go.
Francis, fair play to you. Thanks for sharing your little win. We're going to send you some IMC cinema passes.
Okay.
Enjoy the chicken,
Francis.
And veg, Francis.
Bye.
Have a great day. Thanks for listening. Christina is in Ratote.
My little win is that I got an amazing cup of coffee in bed this morning.
Aww.
Can you see the smile?
Oh, we can hear the smile, Christina.
So lovely. That's a few moments to yourself in bed.
And here's Mary Frances.
Well, good morning, guys. And my little win today is that I'm heading to Belfast to go to Balsonic to see Michael Bublé. And this is the last of my 60th birthday celebration.
Unreal.
And I'm going with my best friend and my cousin. And I really cannot wait to boogie my little ass off. Bye, guys.
Mary Frances. Boogie your little ass off.
Boogie in at Michael Bublé. Have a fabulous time.
Have a fab time and a happy birthday as well. The end of the celebrations. I wonder how long they've gone on for.
I hope you've been celebrating for a year.
Yeah. Mary Frances, Christina and Francis, you're all getting yourselves IMC cinema passes.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Here we go.
98FM's Big Breakfast. Yeah.
This game is very simple. We play a short clip of a famous person laughing. All you have to do is tell us who it is. It could be anyone from a Hollywood actor to a chart-topping musician, a sports star, a TV personality, or a public figure. We've had many incorrect guesses so far. 98fm.com/laugh. But fingers crossed, Niamh in Swords is going to do it.
Good morning, Niamh. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Great, thanks, Niamh. Do you have any holidays planned?
No, nothing yet. So this sounds really lovely at the right time.
Yeah, brilliant. A €500 flight voucher now will get you very far, Niamh. Can you tell us who is laughing now?
I think it's Josh O'Connor.
Is it Josh O'Connor?
Oh, it's not Niamh.
That was a great guess, Niamh.
Yeah, he's okay, brilliant. Yeah. Is he one of the people in line to be Bond? I think he probably is.
He's been linked to the role, probably him and everyone else.
I think nearly I have at this stage. Niamh, thanks so much. Have a great day.
No worries.
Bye,
Niamh. Thank you, you too, guys. Bye.
And we're staying in Swords and we're going to Linda. Linda, you're on 98FM. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're great, thanks, Linda. How's the week been so far?
So far, so good. Can't complain, only good. A couple of days in.
And it's cooled off a little bit at night time, Linda. It's nicer to sleep in now, I think.
It is. It definitely is.
Linda, talk to us about your summer plans. What's on the agenda over the next 2 months?
I have a holiday booked in September to do a cruise around the Norwegian fjords. So looking forward to that.
That sounds like the trip of a lifetime, Linda.
It is. It was between that and Alaska. So we done Alaska last year. So down the Norwegian fjords this year.
Oh my God. That's incredible. Was it always dark in Alaska?
No, it was bright.
Okay. It sounds like you're the kind of person now who put a €500 flight voucher to very good use.
I would indeed.
Okay, Linda, tell us who's laughing now.
I think it might be James McAvoy.
Is it James McAvoy?
Oh, Linda, it's not.
Another great guess.
Yeah, brilliant guess, Linda. Thanks for trying. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
Cheers,
bye.
Linda. Okay, so it wasn't James McAvoy and it wasn't Patricia either. If you think you know who is laughing now, for your chance to win a €500 flight voucher, you can WhatsApp laugh and your name to 0877 98 98 98. And don't forget, all the incorrect guesses are up on 98fm.com/laugh.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
On this show, as entrepreneurs, we often talk about the courage it takes to start something from scratch. Every successful brand begins with a vision, a purpose, and someone willing to take a chance on an idea. And while every founder's journey is different, many share the same determination to overcome obstacles, innovate, and build something meaningful from the ground up. That's why I always enjoy hearing founder stories, because behind every product is a real person who has invested time, energy, and passion into building something meaningful. Walmart is helping customers discover products from thousands of small brands while giving founders opportunities to grow, reach new communities, and share the stories behind their businesses. By making it easier to discover these brands, Walmart helps connect customers with innovative products and the entrepreneurs whose passion, resilience, and creativity help bring them to market. So whether you're an entrepreneur yourself or a dream driver looking to be inspired, it's exciting to see more opportunities for small brands to be discovered. Visit walmart.com to learn more about the small brands and founder stories available in your community.
Now, she has just announced her own headline show at 3 Arena for October of this year. Reb, you got to sit down and have a chat with Jazzy.
Oh my gosh, I was so lucky to have a chat with Jazzy. And I started by asking her about supporting Calvin Harris in Dublin last weekend.
Oh, it was lively. It was unreal. It was deadly. I had time of life.
What's it like working with Calvin Harris?
He is really sound. He's a really, really chill bloke as well. When we're in the studio, he really knew what he wanted for the song, but also, like, just let me do my thing on it.
That's the dream, isn't it?
Yeah.
I read that you manifested the collaboration. Are you a big manifester?
I actually am. I think it works because, like, working with Calvin was something that we talked about a lot, like, when I first started. And there you go, do you know what I mean? Like, literally spoke it into existence, which is insane.
I'm sure this is the question everyone's been asking you. Did you bring Calvin Harris to Crumlin?
No, I didn't. That would be iconic, though.
It would be iconic. Maybe next time. I suppose if you were showing a Mariah and Crumlin, where are your go-to spots? Like, where do you get when you come home? Where do you get your takeaway, your spice bag? Where do you love going?
In Crumlin. See, I'm veggie, so.
Same.
Yeah. There's a lovely place around from Super Value in Crumlin called, I think it's like Honokaku or Honkaku. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but they do a lovely veggie spice bag. Fully recommend that.
I've had it.
Oh, you know,
I've had it.
Yeah,
I live very close by, and you can get it as a starter portion, but it's like a main course.
Yeah, I got it the first time I got it. I was like, okay, this is for two people.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't eat all that to myself.
And the curry sauce on the side,
fab.
And the tofu. I think when you're a vegetarian, you just need something like the chicken, but you don't want to eat the chicken.
It's
and the
hard,
tofu
it's
is
hard
great.
To get good tofu as well.
I totally agree. I was away in Florence last weekend, and I was in my hotel, and I heard CMAT. I walked out of the hotel. There was a bar playing Satisfy.
Oh, lovely.
And I just thought to myself, what a time for Irish women in music. Do you know what I mean?
100%.
When you first heard the beat for Satisfy, did you know straight away it was going to be a hit?
Yeah, I mean, when I heard it, I just jumped on it straight away. I was like, that's a vibe. And proper summer banger as well.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your new tune as well, Invisible, with Chris Lorenzo, another banger. What's the message of the song?
That one is a pretty personal one, actually. It's kind of about dealing with jealousy in the music industry.
Yeah.
Just a situation that I dealt with myself. And yeah, it was kind of nice because I got to turn a sort of a negative experience into a banger.
This is it, and yeah. You do it so well. Your new album is coming out in October, Peace and Patience. What can fans expect?
There's like a lot of variety on there. So you have obviously our usual jazzy bangers.
Yeah.
And then some kind of more chilled stuff as well on there.
That.
Yeah, so loads of variety. And I think it's like, takes you on a lovely journey from start to finish when you listen to it. So
unreal.
Yeah.
Listen cover to cover.
Yeah. Yeah,
like the old days. Well, you're too young for that, but you know, you get an album back in the day, cover to cover.
Yeah.
Why did you choose to call it Peace and Patience?
So I think that's something that you have to learn to have in the music industry. You have to have patience.
Yeah.
And you have to learn how to protect your peace as well. And it's also a track on the album.
What do you do to protect your peace? Like, you're doing all these shows, you're playing at Coachella, you're in Ibiza, you're in Malahide, you're doing all that. What do you do to kind of wind down and just stay chill?
I mean, I love a night in. I love having time off, and like, obviously I work constantly in the nightlife scene, so it's nice to kind of just chill and not be in the club when I can. Yeah.
And you have just announced your biggest headline show to date. You're playing the Three Arena.
Stop, I know. Unreal. It's honestly still, I can't believe it. I genuinely can't believe it. It's like the gig I've been working towards for my whole career. Like, this is going to be one of the biggest highlights, I think.
It's spectacular.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like,
what are you going to wear? Like, you're going to have
speechless.
To do a couple of outfit changes, are you?
I'm an outfit changes. That's big diva moves.
Big diva moves. Will you ever do one of those things, you know, when you're watching a concert and someone comes up in the toaster lift?
Oh no, I think I'd go out on me. Yeah, I don't think I'd be able.
So no toaster lifts, but lots of bangers. So the album's out on the 23rd, and then the Three Arena show is
the 24th. The day after, yeah, so it'll be fresh.
Wow, that's going to be amazing. So you got the Three Arena. You're also going on tour around loads of other countries as well. Is there any other kind of venues or festival that you would like to headline that's on your list?
I played at Tomorrowland last year. I obviously didn't headline, but I think that would be a deadly one to close off one of the stages.
Mm-hmm.
Even me, I was on pretty early in the day and the crowd was sick even at that time, you know, so I can't imagine like the closing energy would be.
I think maybe a bit of Glastonbury in 2027.
Glastonbury, yeah. I went last year and it was unreal. I mean, obviously we don't have it this year because they skip a year, but yeah, that would be dead.
What's it called?
Well.
A fallow year or something when they're looking
the
after the
grow.
Land. Yeah, they're letting
the grass grow.
What advice would you have for any DJs and singers, songwriters who want to get into the music industry? What would you say to them?
One thing that I kind of learnt as I went along is to just take the opportunities that come your way, and even if you're like feeling kind of scared to take them, for me, like, it was that one thing. If I hadn't kind of pushed the boat out for myself, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing right now. So I think if you can kind of push yourself out of the comfort zone, you just don't know what's going to happen. So
And look what has happened when you push yourself out of your comfort zone.
It's totally worth it. I know it can be scary or whatever, but just do it.
I cannot wait to see what you do next. I can't wait to hear the new album and see you at 3 Arena and probably see you having a spice bag in Kimmich. Jazzy, thank you so much for joining me on 98FM.
Lovely chatting to you.
Thank you.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Marco
from Florence
and loads of prizes.
98FM.
Buongiorno and welcome to our fabulous game Matchy Matchy. This is where we give you three words. You shout back the first word that comes into your head after each, and if your answers match with ours, you will win amazing prizes. Give a warm welcome to our newest team member, Matchy Marco.
Good morning, Rebecca and Brendan.
Hello.
Buongiorno. I have prizes to give you, like this brand new barbecue for your garden and an amazing ticket voucher to go to your favorite gig. Could we have a winner today on Matchy Matchy?
Oh, fingers crossed we could, Matchy Marco. If you're wondering where Matchy Marco came from, Rebecca brought him back from Florence the other week.
I can help me now. I'd be
little souvenir. Yeah. Good morning to Chloe, who's in Stillorgan. You're on 98FM, Chloe. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're great, Chloe. You're already in work and you have a few people listening in.
Yeah, I have a team beside me here.
Who's the team beside you? Give them a name check.
It's Tiago, Ira, Leanne and Tintin.
Good morning,
Tiago,
guys.
Tiago, Iris, Leanne and Tintin. Good morning. Do you guys listen in to Matchy Matchy often?
Every day.
That's
thank
what
you
we like
so much
hear.
For listening. Do you want to give your company a shout out?
Elise Textiles.
Oh, very good. And what do you do there, Chloe?
Laundry
and Excel.
Excellent stuff. Chloe, are you good when you all listen in to Matchy Matchy?
No, not one bit.
Okay. Well, there is 1, 2, 3, 4. Is there 5 or 6 of you? So hopefully
it's
between
five,
the lot of you.
We have to do it.
Yeah, you're a bit of help. Fingers crossed. Who would you guys like to play with this morning?
Brendan.
Oh, I'm off to the sound. It's been a while, guys.
I'm thrilled. Brendan, enjoy yourself there this morning. I'm just switching seats, guys. The man's absolutely thrilled. He's gone there now. Okay. Let's try and get a Matchy Matchy this morning. Okay, Chloe and Co, your first word? Night.
Club.
Your second word? Bread. I love hearing the discussion.
Was it bread?
Bread. B or E A D.
Bread man.
And your third word, street.
Lie.
So we have nightclub, bread man, and street light. Are we locking those in?
Yes.
Nice one. Let's lock those in and let's get Brendan back from the soundproof booth. His favourite place.
Hello.
Brendan, hello, you're back already.
Not a furniture to get past there.
Okay.
Chairs everywhere.
Let's try and get a Matchy Matchy this morning. First word, night.
Night. Time.
Your second word, bread.
Bread. This should be really obvious. Bread. I'm going to say bread bin. That's not the right answer.
Your third word. Street.
Street. Sign.
Brendan, have you got a Matchy Matchy with Chloe and her fabulous colleagues in Stillorgan?
Oh, guys, I'm
sorry. Unfortunately not. Yachi didn't match any
did
this morning.
Did we not?
The guys went for nightclub, bread man, and street light. Oh, your answers were great.
No, your answers were brilliant.
So were yours though, Brendan.
I don't know. Yeah. Chloe, thanks so much for letting me go to the soundproof booth. Hi to everyone in the office. Thanks for listening every single day. Sorry we didn't do it, but we're going to send you a 90 FM goodie. We'll send you an extra large one for the office.
Yeah.
You know, so everyone can get a bit.
Deserved. Thanks for listening,
guys. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day.
Wasn't to be.
I don't know if my answers were boring compared to nightclub, you know?
I know, but sometimes you're trying to just think about the first thing that comes into your head. You have to listen to your own intuition.
Mm. What do they say?
Even
after
if
bread?
It's wrong.
Bread man.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah. If you are listening right now, maybe you match three words with Brendan and you'd like to play Matchy Matchy tomorrow, just WhatsApp us 0877 98 98 98.
Get up. 98 FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.